the rest of the story. It was a gray, cold December afternoon. Weather unfit for a bombing mission, but the war goes on. So Captain Victor Gregory climbed into his Lancaster bomber, took off from Methode Air Base in Suffolk. A few minutes later, his navigator nudged him. "Where are they?" he asked, pointing left and right. In the next moment, a voice came over the radio. "Your fighter escort is unable to get airborne. Lousy weather. Come on home." But what, Captain Gregory inquired, what were they to do with their explosive? The Lancaster was toting a 4,000-pound blockbuster, plus a dozen 500-pound incendiary bombs. Did Methode want to risk a bumpy landing? "No, of course not. Dump them," came the command. "Roger." Captain Gregory would not have to be told where. There was a jettison zone nearby over which such business was routinely conducted. They headed out into the gray sky. "When?" asked the Lynx bombardier. "Any time," Captain Gregory answered. "Just under 2,000 feet, the bombardier opened the bays. Good, clean release. But just then, at that instant, the Lynx navigator nudged Captain Gregory again. "Look down there," the navigator said. Gregory looked down. It was another plane flying directly below them at about 1,500 feet. Gregory mashed the intercom control, shouting to his rear gunner, "You see that?" But the last syllable was obscured by a terrific blast from the Lynx jettisoned bombs, and the gunner understood. "Got 'em," he reported forward. And the crew fell silent. The Lancaster roared back to base, but this is the rest of the story. The aircraft downed by that Royal Air Force bomber under the command of Captain Victor Gregory, the only other craft cleared for takeoff in those parts, was an Allied plane, one of ours. The U.S. Army Air Force C-64 with two Americans aboard, Flight Officer Johnny Morgan and Colonel Norman Bassell. In the passion and confusion of wartime, comrades kill comrades. Surprisingly often, the incident of which you have just learned was one more tragic coincidence. Two aircraft in the right place at the wrong time, in the middle of a war that, well, a war that ended all right anyway. Now it's 51 years later, and I can relate the rest of the story. That on that dismal afternoon of Friday, December 15, 1944, an English Lancaster bomber took off from Methode, Suffolk, and an American C-64 Norseman took off from Twinwood Farm, Bedfordshire, and when by chance the twain met in a jettison zone over the English Channel, the former accidentally blasted the latter into oblivion, killing all aboard. I've mentioned there were two American Army personnel aboard the doomed C-64. That is true. Not only two, there was a third. There was a major whose name you know. For half a century, the history books have recounted the travail and triumph of World War II and have told it this way. That composer band leader Glenn Miller, creator of In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, that Glenn Miller, serving as a major in the United States Army Air Force, was reported missing over the English Channel in December of 1944. His plane iced up, we had been told. But now you know the rest of the story.